Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, in Sydney, Australia, the judge in a major drug trial declared a mistrial after it was determined that during the presentation of evidence, a number of jurors had done what?
Not listening, sleeping.
Not quite. Once again, just Will Short says, personally short-circuited.
What, they were doing crossword puzzles in the jury box?
Actually, they were doing Sudoku. 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 Too many vowels. Sudoku. That's what the jurors were doing instead of paying attention. A trial that had gone on for 4 months and cost taxpayers $1 million was thrown out over naughty jurors playing Sudoku. Thank you. The foreman of the jury, yes, thank you, admitted that four or five jurors were Sudoku-y for at least half the trial. They said, quote, some of the evidence is rather drawn out, and I find it difficult to maintain my attention the whole time, and that doesn't distract me too much from proceedings. A lawyer for the defense said she knew something was up. Quote, I noticed they were writing in all different directions, and straight away I thought, they're not taking notes like we thought they were. Roy, the Wall Street Journal reported this week on the scourge of dogs attacking their owners' Roombas. Those are those disc-shaped automatic robot vacuum cleaners.
Oh, sure.
Apparently it's a real problem. The best way to stop your dog from attacking the Roomba is to do what to the Roomba in front of the dog?
Bossa Nova.
Do what to the Roomba?
Yeah.
Just humiliate it in some way.
Exactly right. Just scold the Roomba.
Ah.
That's the strategy.
Oh, yeah.
As in bad Roomba. Bad, bad, bad. Apparently, dogs and cats are not big fans of these Roombas, which suddenly come out of their little hiding place and scurry around the floor.
Yeah.
Journal reports that internet discussion boards are filled with horror stories about dog owners returning home to find their Roombas in pieces. The solution, chastise the vacuum cleaner in front of the dog. Everybody wins. The Roomba understands where it fits in the household hierarchy. The dog sees that you don't love the Roomba more than it, so it knows where it fits in the pecking order. And you can take pride in that while every day you let the world trample on you, man, you just totally reamed out your vacuum cleaner.
Until the first Roomba strikes back. We've got a movie on our hands.
That would be totally cool. You'd be like, could you clean the floor, please? No.
It's really very clean, Dave.
I said vacuum the floor. I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
I can't do that, Dave.
And by the way, I just vacuumed Rover.
Where's the dog? What dog? Coming up, former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan gets caught in our web of deception when he plays Not My Job. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide and of the NPR Live and Concert Series online at PabstBlueRibbon.com. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, helping to build a more just future for the nation and the world at MacFound.org. And Angie's List, providing firsthand consumer reviews on local service like plumbers, painters, movers, and now doctors. Details at angieslist.com. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR, National Public Radio.